Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
That's always a great day for music and musings on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices in the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know it's a crazy week, and got a lot of stuff going on, and some glitches and gremlins in our system as we speak. All right, we'll get through it, as they say. Are you listening live? It is Thursday, April 22nd. Early start, 11 a.m. out west, 1 p.m. central, 2 o'clock here in the east. Number of motion, 347-857-4505. Did you get the early social media memo about our starting time? And you can also let yourself in the Potnet chat box and or the Facebook page. Twitter, live on podcast, 24-7, at AB Writes. All being held with the talented TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Mm-hmm. Show is brought to you in part by Gerber Insurance. It's life insurance without the obstacles. Also by PopNet, arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24-7. As you know, they feature select editions of the Indie Dark We Show and those robust roundtables. We went a couple of emotional rounds this week for obvious reasons. We'll process the fallout of the Chauvin verdict, the difference between accountability and justice. By the way, it's Earth Day. Uh-huh. Creativity, compassion, and all great music, including your Forgotten 45, thoughtfully curated. And you're in the mix, too. So let's get started. See something happening here. Clarify it. Together. I'm Amy Beth Arkley Show. Happy to have you for it.
There's something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Everybody, she was nominated for 5 Grammys today and is one of President Obama's favorite artists, performing a special cover of Revolution, Brittany Howard.
Now we got a revolution. face the things to come. Destruction and all the evil that I have to win. Does it know it's gonna be alright? Well, it is now.
Howard, everybody.
Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds? Don't you know we're talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper while they're standing in the welfare line, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. we're gonna rise up and take what's there. Don't you know you better run, run, run. But a revolution, that finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution, oh no. Talking about a revolution, oh, while they're standing in the welfare line, crying to those of the armies of salvation. Wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sound. And finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. And finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, no. Talking about a revolution.
Miles for black in a 45 blacks for hours home. I'll be right back when I've run your license. Just sit black and re-black. Step out of the vehicle, son. Come with me. Gonna book you on ADWB. You put your hands up so naturally. I thought you had a gun up there, hidden somewhere in midair. You said don't shoot. You tried to flee, which I took as an attack. Shot you 5 times in the back. I chased you down cause you had a pocket knife. Thought you might be joining the Swiss Army or stealing Skittles or passing 20s or otherwise compromising Western civilization. Oh, you can't breathe. No, you can't breathe. You can't breathe. You can't breathe. That's what they all say. Come quietly. Book you on ADOAWB.
The sound indeed, Roy Zimmerman and the haunting cello of Clovis Lewis on the Annie Beth Arcushi. DWB driving all black. Wow. A couple of revolutionary songs. Tracy Chapman's Talking About a Revolution. And Brittany Howard doing the Nina Simone version of the Beatles classic Revolution. Stephen Stills, Buffalo Springfield, the original, For What It's Worth, a song we play a lot in various versions on this show because, boy, does it still resonate today. Indeed. Lots happening. There's a man with a gun over there. Unfortunately, these days, very often, it's a cop. We'll talk about it, the difference between accountability versus justice. Accountability, for sure, in the Chauvin case, with Derek Chauvin found guilty of all 3 charges, going away probably for a big chunk of the rest of his life behind bars. And that was justice, some modicum of justice for the Floyd family, although true justice will never be had because you can't swap one life for the other. George is gone. But his life certainly stood for something and stands for something. We've got to work on that reform. In the meantime, there have been all kinds of shootings, police shootings, as you know. We talked about this last week, the Brooklyn Center shooting of Dante Wright, who is being laid to rest today in Minnesota. Again, a minor traffic violation, outdated tags, and air fresheners hanging from the windshield. Crazy. That young girl, 16 years old, Micaiah Bryant, I believe her name was, wielding a knife in Columbus, Ohio. Not sure about that. And again, I'm not painting a broad brush. Sometimes it is justifiable. The question, of course, becomes what's going on? Are there other ways to approach this? Could somebody have not tackled this girl? There were other cops around. I don't know. Every case is case by case and has to be looked into, and we can't broad brush it and assume that everything is wrong. But there are a lot of them, and a lot of the people that are getting shot and getting killed by police are primarily black people and other people of color. And it's a very sad state, and we have to acknowledge it. We have to try to unwind it somehow. It's systemic racism. It does not mean that every cop is bad. Of course not. And you could be Blue Lives and Black Lives Matter. I am. I'm also a suburban white person, and my interaction with cops has been limited and always favorable. But I understand what's going on out there, and we have to acknowledge it, and we have to try to unwind it and try to fix it. And to that end, the House has passed the George Floyd police reform bill. They're trying to work out tweaks for a Senate version. I hope they don't, you know, pull the guts out of the thing. Tim Scott, the lone black GOP senator, is allegedly, they say, he's working in good faith. And I'm taking them at their word. The Democrats are saying he is trying to work on it. But we'll see what they do, because you don't want to take out certain things that are very important, like eliminating the chokehold across the board, like eliminating blanket immunity so police cannot be sued. All of those kinds of things that I think are going to be important. But we'll see what they come up with. Something has to be done, and we do have to have some consensus. My question is, in watching the fallout from the verdict, and most of it has been positive because people are happy about it, of course, because justice, some modicum of justice has been served. But the blowback on the right-wing media, I don't understand what's going on here. It is becoming like what mass was to the COVID crisis. This verdict is to justice. I mean, this should not be a cultural wedge issue. It shouldn't be right or left, Republican, Democrat, progressive, et cetera. It should be right and wrong. And did you not see the video? Tucker Carlson went on this rampage the other night and laughing and saying, well, obviously the only reason the jury convicted him was because they were afraid of riots in the streets. Did you not watch this video? Did you not see the evidence, the overwhelming evidence case, that 9 minutes and 29 seconds of choking this man's life out? I mean, I just don't understand it. Even Meghan McCain, who usually toes the GOP water on The View, said that she was watching bloody murder in front of her. I mean, come on. This is a human thing. It should not be a Democrat or Republican thing. It's ridiculous. Yeah, there were underlying issues. We went through this already. Yes, he had drugs in his system. Yes, he might have underlying heart issues. Again, it wasn't the only cause. It was a substantial cause, a but-for argument that the prosecutors made, I think, brilliantly. What say you? Twitter, AD Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box, the latter three, should you find yourself joining us live for the Thursday, April 22nd show. We got lots of folks chiming in on this. Runny says, knowledge can't stop systemic racism, but awareness is the first step towards action. You got to know your rights, and you have to understand where the police are coming from. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I agree with that. Delphin says, do you racist trolls know that their comments make people cringe and really can cause more problems? Well, they probably either don't know, don't care, or maybe they want to stir things up, like the right-wing media. Did you happen to see that one of the alternative jurors, Lisa Christensen, was on CBS this morning? She said she pretty much knew that Chauvin was guilty. She said Dr. Martin Tobin, the pulmonologist, was the witness that influenced her the most towards that conclusion. She said the demonstration where the jurors felt their necks was extremely effective. And she also said that her eyes locked with Chauvin's from where she was sitting, and it kind of made her feel unsettled. The way he looked. It's going to be an interesting thing. Could be an appellate issue, the fact that he had to wear a mask during most of the trial. This is the thing during COVID. Or this is going to be something that will be appealable. We'll see. Maxine Waters, the firebrand California congresswoman who made some comments about looking for a guilty verdict before the jurors were sequestered. Judge Cahill was pretty miffed about that when Nelson, Chauvin's attorney asked for a mistrial on the basis of her comments. He denied it, but did say it might be an appealable issue. I wish she hadn't said it when she said it, and I wish Cahill hadn't got into it either, but we'll see what happens. Alan Dershowitz, the noted attorney who, frankly, has lost a lot of credibility over the last few years with his affiliation with Trump and Jeffrey Epstein, was on Court TV. Actually, before they delivered the verdict, I guess he assumed it would be a conviction because he said, this conviction, my prediction is, will be overturned by the Supreme Court next year. So we'll see if he's right. Justice, one day at a time, kids. One day at a time, we'll see what happens. Appeals, of course, will be automatic. In the meantime, Chauvin is locked up in a 23-hour solitary confinement situation in a very secure jail for his own safety, of course. I mean, his life is now pretty much over. His wife left him 2 days after the incident because she was turned off by it so much vehemently. So, you know, he's going through hell, too. Not that we should feel sorry for him or shed tears for him, but he's a person. And, by the way, it was very interesting because I don't know if you saw when they announced the verdict, when they revoked his bail, the judge revoked his bail, they took him away in handcuffs. He was afforded far more dignity, respect, and humanity than he ever gave George Floyd. And he was convicted of murder, second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter. George Floyd wasn't convicted of anything. He was accused of passing a bad $20 bill. Think about that. Let that sink in when we talk about accountability, justice, and this notion of suspicion and who's afforded what. We have to look at each other, and the police, it's a very tough job. And this is why I will say I don't do any kind of blanket comments about police. I am Blue Lives Matter as much as Black Lives Matter. I think most of them do a really good job, and it's a hard job, and I wouldn't want to do it. And I understand it, that it's hard. And there are quick trigger and quick second decisions these people have to make, training, character, all of it comes into play. But they have to be held accountable, and there has to be a certain standard that has to follow. And what we saw with Chauvin was not, which is why I said long ago when people were getting squeamish last week, if you know we talked about it, the last couple of shows we've talked about, where before the verdict came down, people were saying, well, I don't know, the cops always get off. And my point was, I don't think it's going to happen this time because they usually get off when it's a shooting. And again, right or wrong, that is a quick trigger, quick split-second decision when they shoot somebody. I don't know why they had to shoot this young girl in Columbus, Ohio, when she was wielding a knife. It seems to me there might have been a way to either use a taser or to, tackle her or something. I don't know. But again, that's I can't second-guess it, and I don't know because we don't know all the facts. It'll all have to play itself out in court. But those cases are harder than what Chauvin did because Chauvin really choked the life out of this man in 9 minutes and 29 seconds. All the world saw it over and over again on video. And by the way, I had a visceral reaction to it as somebody living in New York, not affiliated with these people in any way, sitting on the street watching it, that bouquet of humanity, as they call it, the bystanders who are suffering trickle-down trauma. My heart goes out to them, and particularly the Floyd family. Felonis Floyd, George's brother, the very well-dressed Felonis Floyd, who goes on TV very dapper, said he hasn't had a good night's sleep since this happened. Maybe now I'll get one. He deserves one. I know he's set his life now as a mission to help justice and fight for other families and equality, etc., but he needs some time. The whole family needs some time to relax, to recoup, to try to really grieve and go through some healing. It's going to be a hard process. And Ben Crump, the lawyer, Al Sharpton, any of those people that have been wrapping their arms around this family, they have to stick with them and help them. They're getting that big settlement from the state of Minnesota, and they deserve it. But with that, it's just like when people win the lottery, you get con people, you got people coming out of the woodwork to try to victimize them in some way, protect them and help them. I know George Floyd has one little girl. I don't know if he has other children. They need to have money and trust for education, other opportunities to help this family heal and benefit down the line. So I hope that's going to be happening. But they do need time because it's hard for the whole country to watch this, let alone the people who are directly involved. So God bless those people. And I'm hoping they can find a modicum of healing and solace. It won't be closure. There never really is. And you're not getting George back, obviously. But you are going to have some sense of justice. And we wish that for the other families, too. And we'll see. Every case is different. And again, you can't broad brush it. It's a case-by-case basis, but everything has to be looked into, and there have to be higher standards. That's for sure. My take, what's yours? Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4545. Vote 5. Do we have anybody else here on this Aurora, are you on the Twitter feed for me? We do, I think. Len said, hey, did you hear the alternate juror of the Chauvin trial says he's guilty based on the evidence? Surprise, surprise, the prosecution had a good case. Yeah, it was an overwhelming case, and that's why I'm saying, why does the right-wing media have to make this a wedge issue? Why does it have to be divisive? And by the way, Kayleigh McEnany, I think she missed her calling. I don't know if she ever went to Yale Drama, but she can, with a straight face, say that Joe Biden should stay out of it. You don't need the president to stoke emotions. Did you remember who you worked with, Kayleigh? Do you remember that you were the one lying for President Trump? I think it's particularly crazy. I don't know. Again, as I said, you're just playing for craven ratings, and that to me makes no sense. But some people, I had a friend on social media tell me earlier today, people are now lionizing George Floyd like he's some kind of a hero. He was a low-level drug dealer. He said, I don't even know if he's a drug dealer. He was somebody who was had a drug problem. He is battling his demons. I'm not lionizing him. I'm not calling him a hero, except the fact that anybody battles demons sometimes do battle them heroically. He tried to heroically try to battle it for his life. But no, we're not lionizing him. And by the way, the right-wing media may be lionizing Chauvin, which is also bad. It's not lionizing him. It's just affording him humanity. Everybody's a person. Everybody deserves some scintilla of respectability and dignity and care. And Chauvin did not show that to him. I thought the best line of that trial was Jerry Blackwell in the closing, who said George Floyd didn't die because his heart was too big. He died because Derek Chauvin's heart was too small. Indeed, that makes a lot of sense to me. Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Potnet Chat Box. So we have a few folks, Potnet Chat Box. Nellie chiming in, thanks, AB, for putting things in perspective. Chauvin was guilty, we knew it, but I was nervous. I'm so happy justice has been served. Cassie says, Maxine Waters, maybe the appellate issue. She should have kept her big mouth shut. I like her too, but come on. Yeah, well, a lot of people make comments. I think I saw somebody say, well, I've said worse things, so why, just because she's a congresswoman who was not in her district anyway. But I agree, she should have not done it, and I wish people would have not done it. On the other hand, some people said Cahill should have, and would have that been a benefit? I don't know. Anyway, Twitter, AB Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. Mercy, mercy me. We've got lots to talk about, including Earth Day. Happy Earth Day 2021. Joe Biden says the United States is back in for improving the climate. Yeah, he wants to go, what is it? He wants to reduce carbon emissions in the U.S. by 50% by 2030. That's more than any other country. So they're back in the business making things happen and saving. Long way to go. Let's work on it. I'm Amy Bessar. Whoa!
Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are dying. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be you from me? Mercy, can't you stand?
We'll be right back. have I been sleeping? I've been so still, afraid of crumbling. Have I been careless, dismissing all the distant rumblings? Take me where I am supposed to be, to comprehend the things that I can't see. 'Cause I need to move, I need to wake up, I need to change, I need to shake up, I need to speak out. Something's got to break up. I've been asleep and I need to wake up now. And as a child, I danced like it was 1999. My dreams were wild. The promise of this new world would be mine. Now I am throwing off the carelessness of you, to listen to an inconvenient truth.
Show Melissa Etheridge, that Oscar-winning song, I believe, some years back from that potent documentary, Inconvenient Truth, all about climate change. And, yeah, unfortunately, it's still inconvenient, and it's ever more true. Mercy, Mercy Me, early 70s, The Ecology from Marvin Gaye. On Earth Day 2021, let's save the planet. We have a president who's trying to make strides in that direction, at least for the first time in 4 years, so that's a good thing. Hey, by the way, did you ever wonder why Earth Day is April 22nd? I think it has something to do with Arbor Day. Arbor Day was the day when people are encouraged to plant trees. It started back in Nebraska in 1872. Also, they said it was partly because April 22nd fell between colleges' spring breaks and their final exams, if that's true, back in 1970, to get college kids involved in the environment. Makes sense, I guess. What say you about Earth Day, Chauvin, George Floyd, anything on your mind, by all means, weigh in, of course. Twitter is AB Rights. Phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself joining us live on Thursday, April 22nd, Facebook page, popping in chat box. We got your messages that you'd like us to do more weekday shows. And I'm trying to accommodate. The problem is we're up against a couple of things with our commitments in PodNet, PodStream, and other projects that I'm involved in. But I'll see what I can do, as they say. Coming up next week on Tuesday, April 27th, we will have an interview with author Paula Martinek will return. She's got a new novel out. It's very compelling, a good read, and fascinating stuff called Testimony About Homophobia on a College Campus in the South, circa 1960. What's changed? What has gotten better? What is sliding back? All of that. We'll have a creative conversation with her about where she gets her ideas. She's an interesting writer indeed. That's all coming up on Tuesday, so join us then. And, of course, all the shows are archived for a podcast. Anything, everything on your mind, let's go around the social media horn. Earth Day, Sal says, today is my favorite holiday, Earth Day. I love this planet, and we have to do everything we can to protect her. Esther says, thank goodness we have Joe Biden back in, and a Democrat helps, but if we get a Republican next time, we'll backslide again. Well, that keeps in mind, vote your conscience. Vote for the issues that mean something to you. Keep that in mind, Esther, as we go forward. But each day, let's do what we can now. He's trying his hardest. He's only been in office for, 90-something days, right? He's doing what he can, that's for sure. Happy Earth Day, says Techie. Love it and don't want to lose the planet. It's ours. Indeed, that is for sure. On the Chauvin trial, listen, Chauvin was not so bad. At least he immediately stood up and calmly placed his hands behind his back. So says Stan, George Floyd resisted arrest. Okay, well, we'll see about whether that's true. I mean, I don't know. He was trying to be compliant. He had some issues. There's no question about it. But did they have to handle him the way they handled him? And by the way, did they even have to arrest him? This is the question for allegedly passing a bad $20 bill. These are the questions that we can ask from now until the end of time, and we're not going to come up with a satisfactory answer, indeed. Anything else? Ellie says, the fact that the Ghislaine Maxwell case didn't get the same media attention as Derek Chauvin's case says much about the system we live in under and who controls it. Well, she's not on trial yet. I think she's gotten some attention, and when she goes to trial, boy, oh boy, will that be a lot of attention. Ghislaine Maxwell, who, of course, was Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, allegedly. I believe that trial is going to be very sensational when and if it happens. So hang on, as they say. Tessa says, you see why we were so nervous? The alternate juror from Chauvin trial on CNN says Dr. Tobin's testimony is what finally convinced her. I mean, that she was still undecided based on what she'd already seen is staggering to me. Okay, I didn't see the whole, I guess I didn't see the whole interview. I saw her on CBS this morning and only a smidgen of that. But listen, of course people are nervous. I really thought we could have had a hung jury because that's what Nelson was going for. There was no way in my mind we were going to get an acquittal. And I remember speaking it before they came through with the verdict on Tuesday. I said, well, if we go beyond Friday, we're in trouble because then it looks like there's going to be some kind of a holdout. I didn't think there would be an acquittal. So when it came in, that the verdict was in, I was pretty confident. Of course, you never know until it happens. O.J. Simpson came in early. First of all, early verdict usually goes for the prosecution, although O.J. came in like within 10 minutes, and that was for the defense. But this was so overwhelming, and it was handled beautifully by the prosecution, not handled that well by the defense, although he did his best, Nelson. I thought the closing was a disaster. He was rambling too much. But, he's trying to throw everything at us, at the jury. But I don't know. I mean, I think that they did a methodical case, but the video says it all. It really did. So to me, when you have the right-wing commentators complaining about it and saying different things, I don't get it. Debbie says, so if the video from Columbus can be manipulated, so can a 9-minute video from the Chauvin trial. Except it wasn't. It wasn't manipulated because Darnella Frazier, the young 17-year-old girl, she didn't manipulate it. It was one, she just kept the camera honed on it. So, again, people are now going to start believing stuff. It becomes this right-wing conspiracy theory. Here we go again. To me, that's nuts. Nuts to me. I don't know. Twitter, Amy Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, Fountain at Chat Box. If you're joining us for the live show, we're doing what we can to rev things up on the radio. From the 70s to 2021. Here's Elvis Costello for Penelope. Weigh in, kids.
about the times ahead. But everybody else is overwhelmed by indifference and the promise of an early bed. You either shut up or get cut out. They don't wanna hear about it. Sony inches on the real to real. And the radio is in the hands of such a lot of fools trying to anesthetize the way that you feel. Radio is the sound salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. They say you better listen to the voice of reason. But they don't give you any charge because they think that it's treason. So you had better do what you were told.
Why are you so against getting a wireless?
In a way, I wish you'd just say it. Cousin Robert, please buy a wireless for Downton.
I wouldn't mind.
That's because you're American, but I'm not, and I find the whole idea a kind of thief of life. That people should waste hours huddled around a wooden box listening to someone talking at them, burbling inanities from somewhere else.
But surely now with the latest news and everything, and it must be a boon for the old. What do you think, Bates?
I can't see the dowager with a wireless, lady.
It's a fad. It won't last.
Did you see that the King is going to speak on the wireless? It was in the paper today.
Don't be silly.
No, it's true. It's the opening of the British Empire exhibition. It's being broadcast on the 23rd. Just thought you'd like to know.
Is this true, Carson?
I believe so, my lord.
Talking about the Empire, too. I wonder. If the King wants to use the wireless to speak to his people, maybe we have to listen.
I wouldn't say that, my lord. Is it not a case of the King being forced into accepting a humiliating assignment by his ministers?
Are you saying the King is a weak man, Carson?
Never that, my lord. But even kings must bow to pressure sometimes.
And should we not support him in his hour of endurance? Oh, cheer up. We can always hire one. Surely we won't be corrupted if it's only in the house for a day.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Hey, Mr. Lifeguard, up in the big chair. Turn up the radio, you're looking good, yeah. Guessing at the snack bar, singing to each other. We know the words from the record back cover. We got Crawdaddy, we know what's going on. Sonny and Cher split, what took them so long? The boys are strutting like a Foxville lady. So sing it loud in your hairbrush, baby. FM radio, everywhere I go, FM radio. Bought a house for his mother. DJ telling us we're sister and brother. We are the Cosmos, we are the glam kids, putting stardust on our eyelids. Nightbirds calling for a group meditation, sending fatty hurts a positive vibration. FM radio, everywhere I go, FM radio, all over now. Smoking pot before a wedding. Talking Cold War, a rocket launches. I'm talking disco with my orthodontist. Who Frank Zeppelin, the driver Ed Guy. Your Barracuda off the high dive. On a date with a guy from Bandy. Played a trumpet solo, it was Brandy. Every night I do stuff with my hair. Maybe Queen needs a clarinet player.
Action Challenge has helped folks do that. Lonnie in Houston, Texas gets the shout out. Thank you so much. Loving your show, listening to it, and doing the challenge sporadically, I have to admit, but seriously for the last year or so, and you've got me on the right track. I am writing with greater enlightenment and more commitment too. So thank you so much. Hey, you're very welcome, Lonnie. Keep going, please. Keep us posted. Inspiration to action. If it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. You're working hard. And by the way, your hard work at admitting to it is helping other folks get the urge to splurge, so to speak, into the creative wealth. So thank you for doing that. If you need a little push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. The first one is always on me. Give me about 3 weeks to connect because we're kind of busy on this end, but we'll do it. Either way, please reach out via the website, amybetharkawy, ArkaWy.com, easy access via the Twitter feed. While you're there, peruse my stories. The Liza Gordon Mystery, some other goodies are available. You can chime in, too, with guest suggestions, big story, and forgotten 45 requests, and compassion to action. Or compassion in action stories. Those are real-life stories about people doing good works in the world. And you can also connect with us via social media and also have links to the podcast. That's it. I'll stop shopping. At the website, amybetharkawy.com. Twitter feed, Fran says, you're right about the right-wing media. They have to make a big thing out of everything. By the way, they're chanting Blue Lives Matter, but they weren't doing that after the January 6th insurrection until they decided that it was Antifa that caused it. Yeah, I hear you on that one, for sure. It boggles my mind. Again, there should just be right and wrong sometimes. It doesn't always have to be polarized. But if there's a buck to be turned in Fox News, OAN, Newsmax, right-wing radio, people will try for it, I guess. I just want to tone down the rhetoric and tone down the snark. Yes, we have to call things out when we see them, but we also try to bring people together, and some things we can agree on. Choking a man's life right in front of us in broad daylight is wrong. It doesn't matter your political party. It doesn't matter if you're wearing a badge or not. Sorry, that's my take on it. Sid says you were right on the money on the verdict. I think there was some public pressure. On the other hand, the evidence was overwhelming. And Sue says the alternate juror says she was not impressed with Nelson, the defense attorney. He overpromised and he underdelivered. That's never a good thing in any part of life. That's for sure. Hey, speaking of notorious characters, Bernie Madoff, the big Ponzi schemer, passed away in jail. I think he was 82 or 84. I'm not sure which. Apparently had very few regrets regarding what he did because he said his victims, so to speak, weren't really victims. They were greedy. Oh, no, although he kind of ruined his life and the lives of a lot of people, his family. I guess his sons are both dead. One died of cancer, one killed himself, and his wife Ruth is still around, and what her life must be like now, too. And you can have compassion for people even when they put themselves in a bad situation or married to it. So, you know, when people say Chauvin's life is a mess now, you got to feel a little compassion for him, too, as a human, because we're human. Just because he didn't show compassion doesn't mean we don't afford him some compassion. That's my take on it. Not that he deserves more compassion than the Floyd family or the families of any of these people that have been subject to brutality or death, even if it's justified. To lose a life at 16 or 20, even if it's justified, even if it was accidental, it's still a tragedy. So we have to keep that all in mind and ratchet down the rhetoric. That's my take. But Bernie Madoff, he took the money and ran, that's for sure, all the way to jail and straight beyond. Anything
I'm going to
do,
my
way in. I need a better solution.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with nothing better to do than sit around the house, get high and watch a tune. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to where they ran into a great big castle. Billy Joe shot a man while robbing his castle. Bobby Sue took the money and run. Headed down south and they're still running today.
immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Bernie Madoff, the big Ponzi schemer who, I guess, was a sociopath, had really very few regrets in his life. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Hard to believe. Speaking of passages, it was moving to see the farewell ceremony to Prince Philip last weekend. He had an amazing 99-year run, including a 73-plus-year marriage to Queen Elizabeth. Very sad to see her sitting there so lonely, the COVID restrictions, of course, in the church. But a kind of a moving ceremony, indeed, and she sent out a heartfelt note yesterday in honor of her 95th birthday, talking about the grief that her family is suffering, but how heartened the whole family feels with the love and support shown to her during this time. Indeed, they had quite a marriage. He stood stately, a very good-looking man in his youth, walked two paces behind her, but stood shoulder to shoulder as the patriarch of that family, and a man who had a good sense of humor. He was suave, made jokes in his early days, gasped later on, so remembering Prince Philip in his own words on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that includes all the other people that you mentioned.
As a patron of the college, I give myself a very hearty welcome.
Sir, when I first heard about your invitation, I was naturally very flattered and grateful. And for a short while, I held the wildly improbable notion that I would get a meal at the Guildhall without having to make a speech for it.
I'd like to say how very delighted I am to be here this evening. I can say that in all consciousness because I didn't know I was going to be given a cheque for $5,000 for turning up.
I have one or two messages here which I would like to read to you. And I've been in a bit of a quandary as to quite what order to read them in. So I've arranged them in the sizes of the bits of paper they're written on. So there's no significance at all.
The trouble is that I have to get back for the Queen's birthday parade on Saturday. Now don't ask me to explain why it is she has an official birthday in June when her proper birthday is in April. You just have to accept it.
Britain is not just an old country of tottering ruins inhabited by idle roués in eyeglasses.
Yeah.
two princes on the Abibeth Arkawi show, hoping those two princes, William and Harry, had something of reconciliation at their grandfather's funeral. For select editions on the Arts Radio Network, PopNet, also on PodStream. All roads lead back to our website, amybetharkaway.com. And you can also get in touch via social media. Friend me on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. I am at AB Reitz. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy. Thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML headquarters, and thank you so much. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, wear your darn mask, and come back and see us, won't you, on the AB Beth Arkaway Show. For what it's worth, I love you all. I'll leave you with the Staple Singers.